The good life is one inspired by love and guided by knowledge. You'll find both love and knowledge here on The Misdiagnosed Life. Here is your host, Beverly Butler.
So you walk in these metaphysical or spirituality stores and you see all these crystals and pendulums and rocks and just various things. And you hear people saying that these crystals have a healing power to them. And you got to wonder, is this stuff real or is this just a placebo effect? And there are people that say that herbs and supplements and alternative medicine, that's just a placebo effect. It's just in your mind. You think it's going to work, so it works. And people may wonder, well, maybe the crystals are that way too. And then we've got actual studies and research that show a high percentage of medications are just a placebo effect. They've proven that through scientific studies. And, and then you got to wonder, well, if it is a placebo effect, does it really matter as long as it works? And it doesn't hurt you. And a lot of these crystals and the crystal rocks and all, they're not that expensive. So what's the harm? If it's helping you and it's doing you some good, then maybe we need to take a look at it. Well, this is what we're going to be talking about on today's show. And I've got my regular monthly guest, Jessica Zavala. And she's an intuitive and a life coach. And she's the author of the book, Love Is, which is about to be published and is supposed to come out this summer. And again, that's what we're going to be talking about. And we're also going to be talking about chakras and the relationship with the chakras to the crystals and the colors and how all this is related. And it's really fascinating to me because the more I study and learn about this stuff, the more I realize it's all connected. It is all connected. And so I just find it very, very interesting. Now, Jessica, what are these crystals? And, that many people in the spiritual or metaphysical world talk about so much. And how do they work?
These crystals, if you would have asked me 5-6 years ago, I would have just, said that they were really pretty and sometimes they come on jewelry and, they're nice to look at. I really never took to the whole that there's something behind it and that they can help you in any sort of way with anxiety or help you focus more or whatever, I would have called you crazy probably, but no, I've tested the theory and, on my clients and myself, and whether it is, like you said, the placebo effect, I mean, it works. So I keep, I use them myself now, but like I said before, even when I was doing readings for clients and worked at a store and they would come see me, I didn't dig it too deep into the whole concept of crystals helping somebody feel a certain way or whatever, I didn't buy it, but I do now.
So how do they work? Is it just the energetic frequency that's helping raise our energetic frequency somehow, and that is that how it works?
Yeah. Pretty much. You can wear it like jewelry. I usually do that. It's most effective when it's on, on your body. So using it as a bracelet or a necklace or even keeping one in your pocket. I know a few male clients who put them in their pockets and stuff. But they do help. They have their own individual things that they do for you. Like quartz is very, very famous. It's something that it's a crystal that most people I'm sure have seen. It's clear usually. When it's not clear, it's still like a glassy white looking crystal stone. It's very beautiful. It's one of my favorite because it's very universal. If that crystal was a person, it would be like a people person. It would be someone who could connect to any person around the room. Any party, they can go smooth and make someone feel good. And it's very universal. It doesn't single-mindedly do one specific thing. Like, as opposed to Tiger's Eye, that crystal is usually just for single-minded determination to focus. Like if you have a project you have to get done for work or you're working on you know, getting something done, basically, like a project for school or even your marriage, you know, just focusing on something at hand. It's good stone to keep your mind very sharp and open and focused. So, but yeah, Quartz is really good though, because it's universal. It does so much. It alleviates people from stress. It helps with nightmares. This is one of the stones that I always tell my clients to use when somebody's having, you know, constant bad dreams. Like, it's just like a constant chronic thing. It helps if you get a couple of quartz crystals and put them under your pillow right after you wake up from a nightmare. I swear it never fails. I do it. I mean, I don't often have bad dreams. Rarely do I, but when I do, I always get up and get my quartz. I know it sounds crazy, but I always get up and get a couple of my quartz crystals and just put them under my pillow, and I never have, you know, the nightmare again. So it's a very clearing of negative energy stone. It helps to balance things out. It helps to clear the air, like bring calmness to people.
Yeah. And you know, they say that the quartz crystal in our bodies both have some of the same minerals in them. So it must really resonate real well with our body also.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
How many different types of crystals are there?
Oh, there's hundreds. There are so, so many.
And they all do different things?
They do. They all do different things. I have this book, the Crystal Bible, I believe, and it's got hundreds. It's insane. But, you know, the ones that are the most popular are like Tiger's Eye, Obsidian. That one's like one of my favorite ones, Obsidian.
What does that one do?
Obsidian it's amazing. I would encourage anybody who does like work that I do, or even people who don't do work that I do, but know that they have like a very strong intuition, or that they're like empaths, you know, that can like feel people's energy just by being around them. A lot of times it's hard to disconnect from that energy. And I know it sounds crazy to people who don't have that sort of, you know, gift, but it's real, you know. It'll make you feel exactly whatever that person right next to you is feeling. It's like I feel like you're like a sponge, so to speak, you know.
Yeah.
So
yeah, my daughter's like that.
Yeah, and it's exhausting because, you know, you're not only feeling your own feelings, but you're unwantingly, most of the time, you know, absorbing other people's crap. You know.
Now, what was the name of that crystal again? How do you spell it? Because some of our listeners may want to look that up.
Oh yeah, yeah. It's obsidian. It's actually the stuff that comes out, the lava when it crystallizes, mm-hmm. and it hardens when a volcano erupts.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah, and it's a black stone. It's a O B S E D I A N, I believe. I could be wrong. I'm not that great of a star.
Okay.
Bell checks my best friend, but yeah, it's obsidian. So it's great though, because it's like a shield. Like literally, I will put a few pieces in my pocket, and it makes the world of difference when I'm like in a crowded room, or like if I go to the gym. There's a lot of testosterone at the gym, and it's filled with a lot of people, you know, trying to lose weight or get bigger and gain, you know, muscle. So, you know, it's amazing that people are doing that, but oftentimes people get so focused on that they're not where they want to be yet. So their energy is like, it's very in a state of, I want more. I'm not satisfied. So that energy is like an unhappy one, kind of, because you're not happy with where your results are yet. So,
yeah.
You know, people like me, who's very sensitive, empaths and psychics can pick up stuff like that too easy. So what I do is I put those little crystals, you know, in a pocket, and it's literally like a shield. I swear to God, I won't feel it if the volume's been turned down so much after that.
Okay, that's interesting.
If I go without them, I start going a little, crazy. I just want to I want to go work out where no one's at. You know what I mean? I
Yeah,
want to
because you're feeling,
go in.
and I've heard of other people that are impasse. They just can't get around crowds very much because it affects them so much. They're feeling other people's stuff. And I know my daughter's like this. I know this is real. Now, I tell you what, I have an idea. What we'll do is, what I'll do is I'll put it in the show notes. You can go to AmericaOutloud.com or TheMisdiagnosedLife.com. And when you're listening to this podcast, look at the show notes and I'll list some of these and have them spelled out of these crystals and a little bit of what they do so that I can have it there. So for people that want to maybe look this up and maybe purchase some of these, they'll know exactly what it is and how to spell them and how to find them. So now you said you've tested this out with some of your clients. What are some of the real outstanding stories that just stick in your head of how these crystals have helped some of your clients? And because you have clients that have a lot of problems sometimes and or often, I guess that's why they're coming to you sometimes. And how has this helped them that really turned you around in this as to how you thought about crystals?
I mean, no one usually goes and gets a reading from a psychic or whatever when they're doing really well. No one's ever came to me and said, "Jessica, life's jolly and great, and let me get a reading." They're always, it's always,
Unless they want to
I'm,
check you out. Unless they want to check you out.
Yeah, but that's not often. I mean,
That's
like,
true.
they,
No, you're
it's
right.
when people have problems, they all flock to me, and that's another good reason why psychics should carry obsidian around, because it really is a shield to sort of help people weigh and deal, yes, and help with their problems, your clients, but also, it's to help you keep your balance too, because you're gonna suck in all that divorce talk or all that kids running away or your kids doing drugs or my boyfriend's cheating on me, all that kind of negative, all of that's negative energy and filled with anxiety and depression. So when
So
I
you
deal
use
with my
that with your,
clients,
you use that when you, you probably have that with you every time you do a reading then, don't you?
I have it around for sure. Yeah. And sometimes I have to hold on to it. Like
Yeah.
literally I'll put, right? I hold on to it with my dear life. No, usually I have it right next to me, like near the cards, but yeah, it just helps. It helps to keep their frequency sort of away from you, to keep you balanced, to not allow you to sort of drown in their anger, fear, jealousy, resentment, sadness, But anyway, so yeah, obsidian's great. But yeah, the story that sticks out in my mind, I haven't really told many people this story, but there's a client of mine who she has three adorable little kids, and she's such a sweetheart. I've known this lady for about a couple years now, and she came to me one day and we were doing a reading, and she told me that her kids at night are getting woken up, and she has a twin, a boy and a girl twin, and then she has an older son. So the older son, though, was being more affected by this negative entity that was just bugging him and waking him up in the middle of the night, and he was having night terrors, and he was waking up screaming for weeks on end that there's someone at the bed, and then he couldn't go back to sleep, and then she was telling me that he would wake up like at 3 in the morning, randomly screaming and freaking out, and that this dark shadow and all this, this crazy stuff. And the family was very stressed because when they would wake up, there was no way to calm this little boy. I think he was like 7 years old at the time. And the mom was just like, "I have no idea what to do. I'm sort of freaked out." So I told her, that I do cleanses. I use sage to cleanse, and if it's really bad, I'll get some holy wood too. But it's kind of like a it's like a cleansing. I'll do at the house just to clear any sort of energy, whatever's lying around. So she agreed to it. She said she had heard from about stuff like that, never did it. And so I went to her house. I think it was like the following day. And I told her to make sure to have the kids there. And it was funny because when I was getting ready that day to go, like a half an hour before, I was getting stuff together, like, you know, like crystals and like holy wood and sage. And I remember hearing constantly over and over in my head, and I've been cleansed before and never had this happen. I had never heard this before while getting ready for a cleanse. I kept hearing Ghostbusters, Ghostbusters. And then I would hear the Ghostbusters, that theme song, that
this song
from the movie, you know, Ghostbusters. And then I started laughing, thinking, why the hell am I thinking about that? That's so random. And I'm like, okay, maybe my brain's associating it with, you know, me going to cleanse the house, whatever. So then, but like I said, I've done cleanses before and I've never heard that song. I never, you know. So then I get to the house, she's there, and then she says the kids are there too. So I meet the kids and they show me their room and they're really cute and sweet. And then the mom kind of explains what I'm going to do and helps him with his, you know, night terrors and stuff. And then she looks at me and she says, you know, my husband, he left though. He didn't want to be here for it. And I'm like, oh, that's okay. He doesn't need to be here. It's okay. And she's like, yeah, he kept singing the Ghostbuster song and making fun of me. And I was like, he was making fun of you while singing the Ghostbuster song? And she's like, yeah, you know, from the movie. And I'm like, yes, I know from the movie. And then she's like, yeah, he kept laughing and singing this song and making fun of me and the kids that I was going to have you over. And I started laughing and I said, you know, it's so funny. And then I told her, you know, that that's what I kept hearing. Like 30 minutes before I left the house, I heard the Ghostbusters song, you know, constantly running through my head. And she started laughing and freaking out a little bit. And she's like, oh my God, that's so funny. Which I thought it was a hoot because, you know, it's just, I had never heard that before. So I was like picking up on his vibes and him making fun of her. But anyways, I went around the house and I did my thing. You know, I prayed and I held the sage up and there's this whole, you know, sort of ceremonial thing that you do cleansing a house with sage and holy water. And then I gave him some crystals. I gave him three quartz crystals. And like I said, that one's a universal crystal, so it helps with most things. It's like taking an aspirin. You know what I mean? It's like, it's not for specific things. It's for many multiple things that it can help you with. So I gave it to him and told him these were his special little crystals now that he can sleep with and that he didn't need to be afraid anymore. And I told him, you know, I was, you know, sorry that he's been going through this and yeah, he's super cute and saying thank you and they're pretty
little
crystals and whatnot.
Did that help?
It did. Yeah, it did. Outcome of the situation was it never happened again.
Wow, that's neat. That's neat. Now,
yeah.
You know, who's to say what really happened, but if it worked, it worked, right?
Well, we're a new breed of talk radio, and with a new breed of host and shows to entertain and inform you. It's America Out Loud Talk Radio, with shows like Blue Lives Radio, OPSEC Radio Special Operations, shows that impact your health, like The Misdiagnosed Life, The Dr. Stem Show, What's Inside You, Mind, Body, Energy, and our newest show, Life, Liberty, and the Pursuit of Pleasure. Thank you for sharing part of your day with us here at America Out Loud Talk Radio Network.
This is the Misdiagnosed Life podcast, a talk radio on the America Out Loud Network. And I'm here with my regular monthly guest, Jessica Zavala, and we're discussing crystals. Pendulums. Pendulums are another thing, Jessica. Or do they work along the same type way that crystals do?
I don't usually use that. I know psychics who do. It's kind of like the cards, I suppose, where they speak to spirit and they hold the pendulum over, you know, something and it, the way that the movement, you know, the way that the pendulum moves, it's supposed to reveal answers and whatnot. Like I said, though, I don't really use that, but I do know that it's a practice that people do, and they're usually made out of crystals. Yeah, but
That's kind of like the cards. That's kind of like the cards.
It's like the cards more because they're asking questions. They're asking the cards questions about things. I mean, I one time met this man who used a bamboo stick. And it was really interesting because he had them in water. And by the way, everything he said was so true. It was spot on. Even though I hated the reading, it was stuff I didn't want to hear, but I had to hear. It all was true. Came out to be true. But anyways, he had these bamboo sticks, the small, skinny ones that people usually put in vases. And they sometimes have the little fighting fish, beta fish swimming around them. But he would pull one out of the bamboo stick and have your hand, in front of you with your palms up. And he would watch how the water would drip off the little strands of, I suppose it was like the root of the bamboo. And it was supposed to, in his own way, that was how he did it. And I know how some people use tea leaves too, And I know that the Armenians, they use the teacups, the resin of their coffee. So there's different ways that people, foretell the future and see things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it's just like one of the ways, like the pendulum is, it's one of the ways that people use to communicate with spirit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, that's really interesting. And you have to be careful and make sure you're communicating with the right spirit. How do you know that?
Well, I mean, some people pray in the beginning, allowing their higher self, their higher spirit to come through. Because, there's, like everything, good and bad is out there.
Right.
You have to be careful of what you're channeling and who you're talking to. The guy who did the whole bamboo stick water thing on my hand, like I said, I didn't like any of the reading. He was telling me things that I felt was true, but I didn't want to hear. And I was like, I was hoping for something else that he would say it was different. But I mean, I already knew he was right. But, everything he said was true. So, you do have to watch out who you're communicating with and the mind frame of your psychic. Because sometimes they can leave you feeling crappier than you did before you came in their shop.
Yeah.
They have this negative energy about them that they don't uplift you. They don't, even if they don't tell you something you want to hear and they're seeing like a specific outcome in your situation that you don't want to happen and they're seeing that happening, you have to be careful with, those types of psychics who sort of instill fear in you because, they want either you to keep coming back or they just want to leave you in a state of mind that's worse off than you were when you came so that you can come back,
Yeah, that's
I don't like
not good.
That.
No, that's bad.
Now you stay away from those, don't go back to those.
Yeah, and anytime you feel negative energies from, from anybody, really, it's kind of a warning sign.
Yeah, you never want to leave people in a worse state than you found them,
No, absolutely.
Why I like being, not only the psychic in my sort of field, but the guru, someone to make someone feel better, even though I'm delivering news to you that you don't necessarily want to hear, but you have to hear because it's what you're asking and that's the outcome. You still want to be gentle about it. You still want to let them know, hey, this is coming also to the forefront and don't worry, this is not for you because this is coming, it's like give them more than what they wanted because, if you see something good down the road, you should tell them, don't just leave them in a state of fear, A lot of psychics do that so that they can come back. And it's disgusting to me.
Yeah.
I don't like it.
And if anybody is just really trying to get you scared or put you in a state of fear, that you really need to be just careful about those type people because being in a state of fear, and it's not that there's some things we don't need to be aware of and concerned about, but we don't want to live in a state of fear, and we don't want to associate with a lot of people that causes us to live in that state of fear. So that's just something because fear is a very low energetic vibration, and we have enough to deal with from day to day you know, of life stuff to have to deal with. We don't want somebody bringing us down. We won't always want people to uplift us and bring us, you know, to a higher energetic vibration if possible, at least not to bring us lower. Now, crystals, and just talking with you before the show here, I didn't realize that crystals were associated with our chakras. Now, I want to talk about that a little bit. Now, we have seven chakras in our bodies, and tell us what they are, and there are also colors associated with each chakra and a crystal associated with each chakra. And so tell people what the chakras are and, you know, kind of what they do and how they're associated with crystals.
Okay, well, the chakras are, they're basically the base energy of your body. It's where we get our main sources, they say, of energy. You know, that's what they say.
So they're like energy centers. Energy centers.
Yeah, pretty much. They the flow of the energy and how it's built up in our bodies, because there's the heart, there's the throat, there's the third eye, the crown, solar plexus, the sacral, and the root. So each one of them have different, hugely different, you know, I guess, avenues of what, you know, who we are as a person. You know, the throat is obviously how we speak, our communication skills. Do we speak, you know, clearly? Are we upfront with what we want? Or do we sort of get closed off and fear letting others know what we really feel, or we're scared of what they may think, so we sort of shut down.
Can cause problems. That can cause problems when these energy centers are shut down.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. I mean, just the throat, you know, the throat chakra, I mean, that's the turquoise one. It's your communication skills. So, and it's very important to have good, or somewhat at least good, communication skills, because that's the basis of life. I mean, how we interact with one another and how we are with people, what we want in life too, communicating those needs that we, in a relationship, whether it's romantic or just even friendship, you know, or family relationships too, with our siblings and our parents. You know, do we break down? Do we, or are we able to allow our, you know, voices to be heard? And a lot of problems come from that alone. Just that one chakra is like game over. If it's, you know, it can be game over for a relationship, you know, and people not communicating their needs and miscommunication too. Do you speak clearly, or are you attacking somebody? Are you really trying to project, you know, thoughts, or are you trying to hurt? Those are two different things. Those are not even in the same ballpark, you know, because you'll have two different outcomes. You know, a lot of times it's not what you say, it's how you say what you say that determines what is going to happen in a specific, you know, situation. So the throat chakra is very, very, very important, and it's got to do with the turquoise. Turquoise is a stone. One of my favorites is, it's really, you know, you see usually a lot of Indians, Native American Indians, wearing turquoise. It's like a light blue, sort of baby blue, sometimes dark blue too, stone. But really beautiful jewelry they make out of turquoise. But yeah, the turquoise is associated with the throat chakra.
And then they wear the necklaces. Heart. That's pretty neat. They wear the necklaces around the throat too, with that jewelry sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. So when people are like giving speeches or about to even talk to their spouse, maybe even, or confess to someone, I love you or whatever, you know, like, you should sort of either keep a turquoise around, or wear it as a bracelet, a necklace, whatever. As long as it's on your body, you're good.
Okay.
It just helps. It helps to vibrate the energy of, like, activating your chakra, to brighten up and to radiate that sort of throat, you know, communication, talking. Sometimes, I mean, some people have a very hard time communicating their needs, and they just get choked up. I mean, as a child, I used to be like that. I was very, I was brought up in a very negative, hostile sort of, you know, family, always fighting, things being broken and crazy nonsense. But my chakra in my throat was shut down as a child. I remember when they would even attempt to talk to me or talk at me, I remember having so much to say, but not having the words. They wouldn't come out. Only tears would come out, you know, so.
Yeah, but if you had a turquoise necklace you could have put around your throat, would that have helped? I guess it would have, wouldn't it?
Maybe. I mean, I didn't know that at, you know, 7 years old, but.
Yeah. That would be a good experiment.
Sure it would have helped. It would. I think they've actually had studies on crystals, and it's, you know, there's studies out there that determine that the crystals do work. And some people want to call it placebo effect, whatever. But, you know.
But then again, the bottom line is, as long as you get results, you know, and it doesn't hurt anybody. So, okay. So all of you couples out there that are listening, you know, if your wife or your husband, significant other, if they come up to you and they all of a sudden start wearing a turquoise necklace and they want to talk to you, then you know that you probably need to sit down and listen, because I've been listening to this podcast and they may want to tell you something. So,
or run, because you don't
or run.
Hear it.
That's true. It could be. It could go either way. That's true.
Husbands are going to be like, my wife wants to talk again.
Uh-oh. Trouble. It's kind of like, okay, what have I done now? You know. It helps you get your words out there better.
Yeah, your words out there better, and forming sentences. You know, sometimes when you're very stressed out and, you know, you don't want to talk about stuff, or you can't even find the words to say what you need to say because you're just so angry and resentful. You don't even want to talk at that point. You're just like, leave me the hell alone. You know, like, I'm done with you. It's associated with the throat chakra. So every chakra has a stone associated with it. So the next one, actually, I'm not even going into any particular order, but so we did the heart chakra. That chakra, naturally, the heart, you know, it's all about emotions, feelings, how we live, how we connect with people. Now, it's a really important one, too. You know, it's not only love for a spouse or love for, you know, your boyfriend, girlfriend, whatever. It's love just for anybody, for your family, for your children, for friends.
What crystal is associated with that?
It's a green crystal, and that one is. I have always had such a hard time pronouncing it, but it's malachite. It's malachite, and it's, you know, about love and risk taking and how you trust. How you were brought up. So if you were brought up in a home that didn't have much love, you know, or, you know, there was a lot of negative, you know, stuff going on, a lot of times you find that chakra is shut down, and then you have trouble connecting with people when you get older. You have a trouble allowing people to love you. And, you know, that chakra can totally shut down too after a breakup. That's why a lot of times, you know, women tend to, you know, shut down emotionally. Men, you know, they like to sort of move on to the next, and that's their sort of, you know, defense mechanism to move on. I don't want to think about it no more. It's like their own way of shielding it. I'm not saying all men are like this, but, you know, a lot of them are. Most women, their chakra, their heart chakra shuts down during a breakup, whether they're the ones that broke up or they were the ones getting, you know, broken up with. Because it just, you know, you're in mourning. You're mourning that love, even if it was a bad relationship. You know, there's a certain amount of mourning that goes on. So that heart chakra, you know, needs to be definitely watched and taken care of, because it's just how we love one another. You know, how we treat one another, and it could just be our kids or family or friends or, you know, spouses.
The solar plexus.
Yeah.
Because a lot of times, you know, if something happens, breakup or some disaster or tragedy happens, you know, a lot of times people get stomach aches, you know.
Yeah.
And they'll stop eating sometimes.
Yeah, that one's a yellow stone, and that's associated with the stomach, that's, you know, with your mental concepts, your mind too, how you think. It also has to do with creativity, your creativeness, you know, being creative. And if that's shut down, you'll just feel actually like lazy, and you won't feel like ambitious about things. You won't feel like a zest for life. You don't want to have many goals. You're sort of just doing the same thing day to day, that kind of thing. It's like a hard thing to get up and go, you know.
So if you get the crystal that's associated with it, will it help you work through that faster?
Yeah, it will. It's also with your ego too. It's like a lot. It's emotional. It's an emotional thing. Like the crystal associated with that one is a citron, and it's like a yellow brownish sort of stone. It's not that pretty, but it helps. You know, it helps bring personal power back to you and makes you feel emotionally controlled, like your physical center.
Okay. What about the root chakra? And of course, that's at the tailbone. Now, these chakras go from the tailbone on up through the body, the center of the body, up to the head. And the head is the crown chakra. We'll talk about that here in a minute. But the
yeah,
root
I think
chakra,
that's the last one. Yeah, after the root. The root is related to like your connection with life around you, like your own connection with yourself, your foundation, and how you feel. A lot of times when this one's off, they say that you get sick a lot. You just get sick because you don't feel balanced. You're just off. You're off kilter. You know.
Yeah, because this is more of your root. If your root's not doing too good, then everything else suffers, doesn't it?
Oh, for sure. Yeah, for sure. And, you know, it just throws you off balance. It's like you have vertigo almost, you know, you're just not up to par and you get sick a lot. You're sort of like emotionally not wanting to do anything. You don't want to be around anybody either. A lot of it happens too during trauma, like a death or, you know, loss of a job too, because it just really affects your whole well-being.
Okay, so what color is the root chakra?
That one is red, and the crystal that's associated with it is jasper.
Okay. All right, now what's the next one, the second chakra, which would be more in the sacral area? What color is that
one? Yeah, that one's right above the root one. That one's orange, and the crystal associated with that one, I believe it's pronounced carnelian. C-A-R-N-E-L-I-A-N. And that has to do with the energy storage of, you know, your passion and sexual organs also. And the connection with someone. Connection, are you off balance with people? Can you even connect with people? And it's not always on a sexual level, but you know, it's just the connection we have with people. And it's also associated with, you know, life itself, the womb, you know, women holding, you know, life and giving life. So that one's orange.
Okay.
That one's
so
orange.
Now we've covered, moving up, we've covered the stomach or the solar plexus area. We've covered the heart. We've covered the throat. So the next one will be the third eye, which is that between your eyebrows on your forehead symbolizes the third eye. Now, what color is that?
That one's blue. And the crystal associated with it is also blue. And it's a lapis.
Does that have a lot to do with your intuition up there?
Yeah, your third eye is intuition, how you communicate. Like psychic abilities, even dreams, thoughts, your mind, ideas, intuition, even deja vu, all of that. That's like one of my favorite ones because it's, you know, as a empath and psychic clairvoyant. It's one that I, you know, radiate off more of because it's the one I'm always exercising, you know, doing cards and speaking to spirit. But yeah, that's where your third eye comes in of, you know, communication with the higher being, the higher source, spirit, God. You know, where you know, you hear things and you feel things and then it comes to happen. You know, and you're like, oh my God, that just happened. I swear I thought that the other day, or I was just thinking about this person and then they called, or I haven't seen this person in years and here they are and I was thinking about them just today. Something along those lines. It's all associated with the brow chakra, which is the third eye.
Yeah. And that the organ associated with that, the organ associated with that is the pineal gland. They say the pineal gland mm-hmm. is actually where the specific organ that actually causes a lot of this intuitive stuff and things to happen, which I think is very fascinating. Okay, so the crown mm-hmm. chakra, that's at the top of the head. What color is that? What crystal is associated with that?
That crown chakra is purple or violet, either or. But yeah, that one's associated with you know, meditating, it's also an intuition, but more like on a one-on-one, you know, realizing who you are and realizing that we're all connected and spirit is connected with us and the universe is all connected, because all of these coincidences, how we just pick up on thoughts and energy, you know, it's pretty much what I do for work too. It's me being on that level of just picking up things and seeing, like how that whole Ghostbuster song.
Yeah.
I mean, I love that movie, you know, it's a great movie, but you know, I haven't thought about that movie in years. And like I said, I've done many cleanses before and I never heard that song before. And then when I found out, you know, her husband was singing and mocking her right before I got there, it probably happened around the time that he was doing it, you know.
Yeah.
So that chakra being completely open, it's like you're saying yes, I understand that I'm connected to things that I don't even really have to understand or get. It's just there, you know. Yeah. It's just there that I could pick up on frequencies that, you know, that are around, which is like intuition.
Yeah,
you know,
it's almost like your antenna or something, that when it's
mm-hmm.
working properly, you really pick up on the things around you.
Yeah,
I guess.
Yeah, no,
you
for
know.
Sure. And when it's bent, you can't really pick up, you know.
There you go. Yeah, when it's not working good.
You gotta mess around with those old bunny ears, you know, the old school antenna.
Right. Yeah.
So, yeah.
And I will mention this, you know, people have heard me talk about Reiki before. That is something, you know, Reiki, there are other energies, energetic techniques
mm-hmm.
too, but Reiki can help open up your chakras. I know the first mm-hmm. time, I believe it was the first time I had Reiki done, because I was just checking this out. I didn't know what it was, you know, but the lady was nice and everything seemed fine, you know. She was just a real nice person, you know. And so she put her hands to my top of my head, and I could feel it. I mean, it's like I felt pressure. And she wasn't even just maybe barely touching my head, but I could feel the energy just pressing. But of course, I'm sure my chakras were blocked. And what happened is it unblocked those chakras and the energy started flowing. And, you know, it's just amazing how that stuff works. And her hands, you know, when you get attuned to Reiki and can do Reiki, of course, she does it all the time. She's really, really good at it. And she knows other energies flow through her too, but her hands would literally get hot, and because of the energy coming through them, I mean, you could feel it. And so, you know, there's definitely something to it, and that's one of the things that has helped to lead to me waking up, so to speak. And I just realized, hey, there's a whole lot that's going on out here that we've not been told. And not that we know it all by any means, but there's some things out here that we need to know that people are on that, you know, we just hadn't been told, and a lot of it's been on purpose. But we are finding out,
but
we are learning.
Yeah, a lot of, the philosophy is like Eastern philosophy. So, you know, people from India, they practice that. I mean, Christians, this is a whole nother, you know, ballpark. It's not anything that you know, I was brought up in a Christian home, and it's not something we were taught at all.
Yeah.
You know, although the, you know, Bible does talk a lot about spirit and spirit self and, you know, communicating through spirit with dreams and, you know, miracles, all that kinds of stuff. But, it was actually BC when it came out. So it was before Christ. It was like between 1500 to 500 BC. So before Christ was born. So
yeah,
this is old stuff. This
yeah,
is old
it is.
Stuff.
And I want to make a clarification on what I was talking about. Certain of us, certain groups of people have not been taught this, or we don't haven't known this, like Christians, for instance, and other groups of people, especially in the U.S. Now, other countries, I think there are more. Of course, there's still a lot of people in the U.S. that knows this stuff, but where I was coming from is there's certain groups of people that just don't know this stuff and don't know this stuff even exists. But like you said, you know, the Eastern medicine, they've done this stuff for thousands of years. They know this stuff like the back of their hand. But for some groups, it's just been withheld from. We just, you know, and I think fear is a lot of it too, that just has kept people from, you know, from checking things out. They've just been told to stay away from it, and so they do. What are some of the other crystals that are that kind of stand up above the rest? Not really that one's any more important than the other, but some of the crystals have more practical value that would be good for people to know about.
Let's see, there's amber. You know, 311 had a great song about amber, and it's a song, you know, it's a great song, but it's fossilized resin from trees, and it's beautiful. You know, it could be in different darker shades of orangey brown. Usually there's something in them, like they crystallize with little particles, sometimes bugs are even in them.
Oh, really?
You know, particles of trees, amber. It's just fossilized resin. That one is really good with calming energy. So with people who have very high energetic frequency levels where they're always very quick and very, you know, their mind moves a mile a minute, which are most of those people are pretty, I would think that they're kind of geniuses because they can retain information so quickly. And
right.
I actually think this is one of the crystals that would be really good for you, actually, Beverly, because, you know, you do pick up very quickly on information. And some people can't. They're just not built that way. But you're able to pick up and read on things and just your mind always wants more information. You know, it's just. It's almost like you're hungry constantly for info. And that's it's a beautiful thing, but it can also be a little tiring and can wear you out. So amber is a really good fossilized resin that can help, you know, people sort of gain calmness. It brings balance, happiness.
Does it help calm your mind down?
It does. It does. It helps to sort of slow it down a little bit because, like I said, I mean, my daughter's father is like that too. He's just, you know, his mind is like running constantly, and he's a very smart guy, and it's just constant, you know. So it's just sometimes that can be, like I said, tiring for the individual. So amber's a really good thing to wear around you to sort of bring you sort of the balance to kind of slow it down a little bit. And
I'm going to see if I can find some amber. That would be good at night, too, when you can't go to sleep because your mind won't shut up.
Yeah, and it brings like a sense of joy and happiness, like a very calming. Because sometimes when you have an active mind, is what I like to call it, active mind, you know, you can pick up on things so quickly and learn, but sometimes you kind of even want to calm down, but your mind won't sometimes. So amber is good to sort of focus on just calmness, you know, to bring down the levels of, you know, wanting more information, like to bring peace, balance. Amber's really pretty too. I have a couple of pieces. They're really pretty. And it's so funny because amber is that kind of piece that you won't find really the same ones because they, you know, when they're liquid, they fossilize with whatever's around them. So it could be like bark from a tree or leaves sometimes in there, and they'll make these really cool little designs inside the amber itself.
Okay, so they're real unique pieces.
They're very unique pieces. So really cool to see amber.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. Look out, world. I'm going to be looking for amber tomorrow.
And then there's tiger's eye. I kind of touched on that one. I love that one. It's so pretty. It's also a little brownish like amber. It has black in it too. That one's good for if you need to focus, you know, focusing, like if you're focusing on exams or you got a project to do from school or even work, or like me when I'm working on my books, I like to use tiger's eye because sometimes I don't want to do it. I don't want to mess with my book and I'm like, oh, I need to do this. I need to get it out there, but you know, it'll be out there this summer, but still it's just, sometimes I don't want to, and I don't want to focus. I want to kind of do other things, you know? So
yeah, I need that one
it's
too.
It's a good stone to bring balance and clear-minded determination, you know, to keep on focusing on what you're doing and the task at hand, what you're doing.
Okay.
And then there's also, like the quartz one I was saying is very universal, but there's a rose quartz, which is associated with love. So love, it can bring love to you with friendships, relationships. A lot of women love that one because it's so pretty. It's so pretty and it's pink. You know, girls love pink. So
yeah, I love pink.
Yeah, it's a pretty color and it can be darker shade of pink or like a pastel pretty pink. But that is associated with love and how you give love to others and it brings like a soft side, you know, and if anyone's trying to attract, you know, like a mate, someone to love, to connect with, it's often said that, you know, wearing rose quartz can attract that frequency that others are putting out there too, that they want to find love.
Okay, so it's the frequency again. It all comes back to the frequencies, and we talk about that energy mm-hmm. frequencies a lot on this show. So that's really interesting. I didn't know the rose quartz did that.
Yeah.
And that is a really pretty stone. Pink is my favorite color.
It is so pretty.
Does the size of the stone matter? You know, do you need a little one and maybe a big one? Like if you have a big argument or something, go grab a big stone. Or, you know, does the size matter?
Right. Yeah. You know, size always matters. No, just kidding. I don't think so. I think it's pretty, you know, I don't know. As long as they're at least the size of, a quarter, I guess. I mean, it still radiates the same frequency. But I think big stones are awesome. I mean, they're beautiful. I have so many of them. I like to keep around the house. And like I said, when I do reading sometimes, I'll keep a stone, especially if it's a reading in person because, you know, you're right in front of the person. So sometimes I'll gravitate and grab, sometimes not even realizing I'm grabbing the crystal. One time I was talking about some negative stuff about this person, not me being negative, but the situation was a very negative one. So I grabbed the big quartz crystal and I didn't realize I did it until the client, he was like, why did you do that? And I said, what did I do? What do you mean? And he's like, you just grabbed that and held it in your hand. And I said, and then I'm looking down at my hand thinking, oh yeah, I did. I grabbed it. I didn't even realize it. It was kind of trippy. Like it was almost like my spirit knew to grab for it to sort of like, clear the energy for myself, for my own well-being.
Yeah.
And I said, you know, it's because we're talking about very, you know, negative, dark stuff in a sense where this woman, you know, she was going through some stuff and it wasn't a very good situation, but it helps to sort of shield that energy.
Yeah.
But you know, the last one I want to talk about though is it's my favorite because I'm Scorpio and I'm always so ambitious and I'm always about making that money and you know my goals and I love this last stone I want to talk about is jade.
Oh, okay.
Jade.
That's
is,
a pretty one.
It's an amazing stone. It can be a shade of darker green or light green, like a lime, like a light colored green. And it really doesn't matter if it's a light or dark. You still have, like I said, the same, you know, frequency it'll give you. It doesn't matter.
So it has to do with success?
Success, yes. Money, luck, luxury. I'm not even kidding. The other day I just put it on because I'm like, okay, I've been spending a little too much, which is something I have a problem with. I love, you know, lavishing myself on stuff. And so I'm like, okay, I need to start, you know, bringing in a little bit more bread because I'm, you know, spending too much. So I will always put my jade on and money will always come out of nowhere. Whether it's money coming back to me that I lent or money that I'm making because out of nowhere, a bunch of clients start, you know, hitting me up for readings. Or other opportunities that come about. So it's a really good stone to gravitate money towards. I mean, everybody needs money. So, you know, it's just one of those things in life that I think everybody should know. I really stand by this jade jewelry or just, wearing the jewelry or just holding the crystal in a pocket. Or I like to keep one in my wallet, too. Okay. But, yeah, it attracts opportunities, it attracts luck, success, and money.
Okay, well, now that's interesting. And keep in mind, folks, where I'm going to put this on the show notes below the podcast, so you can go to the podcast page, and I'll have these written out so you can look over these again. So in case you're at home or something, you don't have to take notes on this, I'll have them in the show notes. Okay. All right. Well, thank you. Well, this has been interesting. Again, go to the show notes, and I'll have a list of some of these crystals and what they do in case you want to get some. And in some cases, you may want to get 10 or 12 of them just in case. And so, or get some big ones, you know. And then you can charge them with the moon, and you'll be in good shape. Well, okay. Well, thank you again, Jessica, and thank you for listening. This is Beverly Butler, and you've been listening to the Misdiagnosed Life podcast and talk radio on the America Out Loud Network.